with BookBeat Home Run Swim. Graham Swift is not a household name in the U.S., but he is a highly regarded young novelist in Britain. His novel, Waterland, was nominated for Britain's prestigious Booker Prize and published in the U.S. in 1983 by Poseidon Press. Poseidon has also brought out a collection of his short stories, Learning to Swim, and Washington Square Press has printed in paperback Waterland, a novel called Shuttlecock, and Swift's first novel, The Sweet Shop Owner. Graham Swift was born in London in 1949, educated at Cambridge, taught for a while, and now writes full-time.
Very few writers in England are in that fortunate position. But it is an insecure occupation, and who knows if I'll have to go crawling back to the classroom.
For Graham Swift, his work usually begins with a scene that lodges itself in his mind.
In the case of Waterland, I did have this image of a drowned body, the body of a young boy, a teenager. I had an image of this happening in a fairly remote situation, and some time ago.
There is an undercurrent of madness in Swift's writing.
There's a lot of madness in the world. I mean, you only have to look at some of the things that happen in the world to see that the world is not an entirely rational place.
Graham Swift says he's never been insane in a clinical sense, but some of his mental hospital scenes were inspired by the fact that he once worked as an orderly in an institution while a student. Graham Swift was in New York a while back, his first visit to the U.S.
A lot of it is familiar in a sense. In England, we pick up on a lot of American things, but nonetheless, it's a foreign country, I feel that.
English writer Graham Swift, all of his fiction is now available in the U.S. Waterland, Shuttlecock, The Sweet Shop Owner, and Learning to Swim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.